what's written.
So we'll read excerpt number one out of Likutei Halachot, Choshen Mishpat, Hilchot Arev. It is impossible to observe Torah and Mitzvot, commandments, except through the Arvut, when each one becomes responsible for his friend. Since the essence of observing the Torah, which is the desire, is through unity. Therefore, anyone who wants to take upon himself the burden of Torah and Mitzvot, which is mainly through the intensification of the desire, should be included in the whole of Israel with great unity. It follows that precisely through the Arvut, when all are regarded as one, precisely by this, they can observe the Torah. Since the essence of love and unity is in the desire, when each one is pleased with his friend, there is no disparity of desire between them, and they are all included in one desire. By this, they are incorporated in the upper desire, which is the end goal of the unity. At the 10, I start taking care of the whole world, and so on. Excerpt number 2, by Baal HaSulam, not the time for the livestock to be gathered. One must not exclude oneself from the public and ask for oneself, not even to bring contentment to one's maker. One who departs from the public to ask specifically for one's own soul does not build. On the contrary, he inflicts ruin upon his soul. As it is written, all who is proud. For there cannot be one who retires from the public unless with an attire of pride. Woe unto him, for he inflicts ruin on his soul. Thus, everyone must gather with all of his strength into the whole of Israel with every plea to the Creator, in the prayer and in the work, and include himself in the root of all of Israel. What Kabbalists are looking for. Excerpt number 4 out of Noam Elimelech, Likutei Shoshana. One must always pray for his friend, because for himself he cannot accomplish much, since a prisoner cannot rescue himself from prison. But for his friend, he is answered quickly. And so, each one should pray for his friend. This way, they help one another until all of them are answered. This is why it was said, Israel are Arevim, they're responsible for one another. Arevim is from the word Arev, pleasant tasting or sweet, since they sweeten each other by their prayers for one another, and thus they are helped. And the essence of prayer is in the thought, since in the thought, one's prayer is easily accepted.
That?
Yeah, in the same line from Rabash, Volume 3. Flee, my beloved. You can receive nothing without equivalence. You always have to be equal. That's why when he pities himself, it turns out that he is receiving for himself. And as much as he prays, not only that he does not prepare a vessel of equivalence, moreover, there are sparks of reception in him. And it turns out that he is walking in the opposite way. Humanity should prepare a vessel of bestowal, but he prepared a vessel of reception. And cling on to his attributes is only that you should be merciful as he is merciful. So, and by this rule, by this prayer, he is engaging in bestowal. And as much as he's praying, by this he is making a vessel of bestowal, upon which a light of bestowal can be revealed.
Excerpt number 5. Rav Menachem Mendel of Kosov, love of peace. One who prays for his friend is answered first. This means that one who prays for his friend becomes a pipeline of bestowal to bestow upon his friend, and since the abundance flows through him, he is answered first. Warm way with lots of love.
Excerpt number 7. This is from the article of Arvut by Baal HaSulam. This is the speaker of the Arvut. When all of Israel became responsible for one another, because the Torah was not given to them before each and every one from Israel was asked if he agreed to take upon himself the mitzvah of loving others in the full measure expressed in the words, love your friend as yourself. This means that each and every one in Israel would take upon himself to care and work for each member of the nation, to satisfy all their needs, no less than the measure imprinted in him to care for his own needs. Once the whole nation unanimously agreed and said, we will do and we will hear, each member of Israel became responsible that no member of the nation will lack anything. Only then did they become worthy of receiving the Torah, and not before. With this collective responsibility, each member of the nation was liberated from worrying about the needs of his own body and could observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, in the fullest measure, and give all that he had to any needy person, since he no longer cared for the existence of his own body, as he knew for certain that he was surrounded by 600,000 loyal lovers standing ready to provide for him.
קטע מספר 11.
Excerpt number 11. Excerpt number 11. What does it mean that the Torah was given out of the darkness in the work? From Rabash. The Torah was given specifically to those who feel that their will to receive controls them. They cry out from the darkness that they need the Torah in order to deliver them from the darkness, that is, the control of the vessels of reception, on which there was a tzimtzum and concealment, so that no light will shine in that space. But that place is the cause for the need to receive the Torah.